I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Live from the rural desert outside Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this April 11th, 2010 edition of the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and tonight promises to be a very exciting night. In just a moment, we're going to be joined by Professor James McCanney, and we're going to talk about a variety of scientific and maybe not so not scientific topics. And we're going to have Jim comment on his opinion on each one of these, ranging from earthquakes, man-made or natural, the water wars that are coming, as well as cap and trade. And you're not going to want to miss it. So the first hour, Jim is going to be our guest, and joining us, as she always does, except when she's off hosting a UFO conference, is my favorite correspondent. You can hear her chuckling in the background there. My favorite news correspondent, Annie DeRiso, live from Tennessee. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Dave. Hi, everybody. Doing great.
You know, Annie, I don't even have to have my producer whisper in my ear. He has you because I always know when you're there because you're always good for a chuckle. Anyway.
Oh, thank you.
You know Jim McCanney well.
Oh, pretty well, yeah, for many years.
Yes, and our friend, your significant other, late significant other, Bill Pollack, was good friends with Jim. And I remember Bill just spending hours telling me about Jim's notions about things. And boy, you go back 7, 8, 9 years, and was Jim ever right about a lot of things, wasn't he?
Oh, he sure was. He's been so far ahead of the curve. He just leaves everybody else spinning in the dirt. They steal his stuff and call it theirs.
And
that happens a lot.
I know. We're lucky to have him. In fact, my producer just whispered in my ear and says, we do have Jim. So let me just say a couple words about Jim. Professor James McCanney has worked a lot of his lengthy career in private industry, and I don't mean to make him sound old, but he's done a lot. Much of this was accomplished in multilingual settings, and he's worked in the U.S., Latin America, and with high-level Russian scientists. He's presented his research at international conferences and is a regular presenter at the American Geophysical Union meetings. He's also lectured at Los Alamos National Labs, the Airspace America International Show, and the International Electric Propulsion Conferences. Jim has a wide scientific background. He's taught a number of subjects at the collegiate level, most of them math-related, but he's delved into physics, computer science, astronomy, abstract algebra, linear algebra. I could go on and on, but just suffice it to say that this is a man with many credentials, and we're honored to have him back on the show again. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Dave and Annie. Hi. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hi. Good to hear from you.
Yes, we can hear you, and it's always good to have you back on, and we just have a couple of moments before we go up to the break, but I just thought I would get a quick reaction to something before we go to break here. The number of earthquakes we're seeing around the planet, Jim, just in a word or two, are these artificial, or are these, in your opinion, natural consequences, or a combination of the two?
It's really hard to tell if these are man-made. It's very difficult to tell because we don't have good data. The data is really controlled by certain centers. But there's two ways to create earthquakes, two major ways. You drill a hole down and put a nuclear bomb near a fissure in the ground, or you can do the rhythmic pulsating type of assistance, you might call it. And that's very difficult to tell also, because that can be done in ways that are, say, linked to the atmosphere, and the average guy just doesn't have a way to measure that. But the other part of this is these are all occurring in very naturally earthquake-prone areas.
Interesting. Well, let's explore that, and we'll try to nail down this topic, because there's a lot of speculation going on, as I know you know. And as we come back from the break, we'll rejoin Jim, and we'll find out, natural or let's just leave it to him to tell us. Stay tuned, everybody.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of 4 expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Power to the people!
Well, that's what our show is all about, power to the people. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, and joining me as my co-host for the balance of the show is the wonderful and lovely Annie DeRiso. And our guest for this hour is Professor James McCanny. And as we went into the break, which always comes very quickly after the intros, we were having Jim discuss the possibility of earthquakes. But this is probably more up your line, Annie, so why don't you go ahead and take it from there?
Well, I would just kind of like to cut to the chase, Jim, and say, you know, do you think there's a Planet X coming that is, and that these perpetrations are causing more earthquakes to come up now, earthquakes, volcanoes, change of weather?
No. These are not Planet X-related. Something would have to be really near us and pretty obvious in the sky for it to affect earthquakes like this. But those kind of things are very, well, let's say remote. The thing that's going on right now is the Earth. I put a posting a long time ago on my webpage, and I said that the Earth is extremely complex, and we have very little data on these fault systems. The California earthquakes right now, the ones that we are recording in California, really in actually northern Baja, Mexico, are results of, they don't even know, there's no fault line there. So it's, there again, there's so many unknowns in the Earth, but to answer your question, there's something would have to be very near to us, very big and obvious in the sky for it to start affecting earthquakes like the type we're seeing here. And, of course, we're preoccupied with the California earthquakes when Chile is having major earthquakes again. We don't even talk about them because we're having so many here locally.
And this one in Baja wasn't even on a known fault line? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's way off the San Andreas. It's way east. It's on the eastern part of the Baja Peninsula. And, yeah, so it's not in what you'd call an active or known region. So what's going on there is anybody's guess. But there again, as I say, the Earth is very complex, the history is very complex, and there's just not a lot of data available.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that they could use HARP with these pulsations to work on these zones to cause earthquakes?
Well,
if they are man-made?
Yeah, and other types of technology that are related to releasing energy that's in the atmosphere, let's say, that's available in the ionosphere and pulsating at a certain frequency so that it starts a rhythmic, just like a drum. If you beat a drum at a certain rhythm, it starts to build up a cadence or a rhythm. And the ground is just the same. It's a vibrating system. So I always like to use the historical or the biblical story of Jericho. Remember that the army surrounded it for days. They marched at the same cadence with their feet pounding on the ground all at the same time, and the walls came tumbling down. And it's the same type of phenomenon. It's the same type of physical process to create an earthquake. It's like if you're pushing somebody on a swing, when they come back, you push and they go higher and higher. And you push in rhythm with the person on the swing and they go higher and higher because you're in rhythm with them. So those are just some examples of how you would create an earthquake using artificial means. But whether they're doing that or not is real difficult to say. As I said, these are all in known earthquake regions, even though the one in Baja is not on a known fault. It's right in that region. It's very close to the San Andreas.
Do you think CMEs have anything to do with earthquakes?
We had a bit of activity the other day, but the CMEs can cause, these are the coronal mass ejections from the sun, powerful electromagnetic bursts that come from the sun, can have effects on Earth, and they have had the very noticeable effects. There's a relationship, in fact, between hurricanes making landfall and earthquakes. We've seen this many, many times. But the point is that what we're seeing now, we have not had activity there. There has not been any real solar activity lately. So these, you wouldn't say that these would be caused by sun activity or solar activity.
Well, aren't there a lot more comets going into the sun right now? Looks like that would kick up more CMEs than usual.
Well, we've had a few that have hit the sun and created some activity there. But there again, the solar system is a big place. There hasn't been any real direct activity from the sun that's been affecting Earth lately, and that's something I watch pretty closely. We had, like I say, some activity the other day, but it appears what is going on right now is, an increase in earthquake activity, which can happen naturally, but whether somebody is, like we had Haiti, we had Chile, you know, we've had other earthquakes around the world, and whether somebody is actively doing this is very difficult to say. You know, to actually say it, you need what you call the smoking gun. You need to catch them in the act, and that's difficult. That's a difficult order for average people.
When you have an increase in earthquakes like that, how long does it take to form a trend curve to say this is outside the norm?
Well, it's like weather, where you get, say, this winter, we had a certain time where we had tremendous cold weather, and it was unusual in that it was all around the northern hemisphere, whereas we usually have belts where it's hot in one place. If it's cold in Russia, it's warm in the North American If it's very cold in North America, it's warmer in Russia, typically, you know. But this winter, we had cold all the way around the world, and you'd say, well, that's unusual. But there again, that it's very difficult to put in a normal category there, because we've only been measuring these things for 100 years, basically. But it's statistics are difficult to put a handle on.
It could be no more than a statistical outlier, but over time, you still have a bell curve distribution of expected amounts, right?
Right, exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, and we've seen before, too, where when these things start off, then they can ripple effect all the way around that ring of fire. I think we were having, when the big tsunami in Sumatra hit and the earthquake related to there, you could see a chain reaction of the earth adjusting. In many of the other plates related to the Pacific plates. So they can affect other areas that are far away. But it's like I say, there's so many complex aspects to earthquakes that we don't know about. It's a difficult thing to measure. And also to, say, point fingers at people who might be playing games with these.
In other words, we have the technology, but it's difficult to detect if someone was actually doing it.
Right, exactly. And to say that that's where they're directing the energy and that was the intent. And, you know, if you went into a court case scenario, it's the old thing of everything makes sense, but do you have the smoking gun?
And that's the trick. Have you ever given any thought, Jim, that if this technology was being used for malevolent purposes, what the intent would be? Because you could certainly kill a lot more people a lot easier by dropping a nuclear bomb or using a biological attack. So what do you think the purpose would be? What, economic?
Or just playing games with weird people, you know, that have the ability. If you take a look at all of the weather activity that's occurred where it's very definitely man-controlled, you start to see that there's some pretty strange people floating around this planet, and they have a lot of power. And they're very, you know, there's some people that are, you know, have power, they're in charge, and they have their hand on the throttle of some of these programs, and then they get the people. I mean, it has to go through the military. That's the group that has the science related to this. So, yeah, there's some very strange activity. So motivation, you know, how do you put a finger on motivation of crazy people?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like we're dealing with some degree of sociopathic behavior, but you do think the weather's controlled to some extent?
A lot of times, yeah. I mean, you can see it. You know, things like the political situations, like Brazil had a hurricane just kind of roll in out of the middle of nowhere a couple of years ago. Very, very much manipulated. The Katrina in New Orleans, you know, to see what happened there. And then to see that the levees were blown a day after the storm had passed, and then the levees were blown in seven places, and then they said, oh, it was a wave of water that came in off of Lake Pontchartrain, and the levees were blown in seven places. Only one of them faced Lake Pontchartrain, and they were all blown at the same time. I mean, ridiculous scenarios that they try and present to cover up, you know, very devious acts where they would destroy a city by blowing out the levees and then blame it on poor engineering. You know, just absolutely ridiculous things, but who's behind it, who's doing it, and who's then you know, that you see all the people that it takes to cover it up, and you know, so who would be so strange as to pull that kind of stuff? It is strange, and, you know, you could make movies out of this, but there are a lot of crazies running around out there that have power, that have these facilities at their access.
When we come back, Annie is going to be asking Jim about his take on any possible 2012 scenario. You all know my view on that. We're going to get Jim's view on that when we come back after a word from these sponsors.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back, everybody, and let me remind you, if you're away from your favorite radio station, you can always catch us live on the internet, as you can all our programs at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Joining me tonight is my special co-host, Zanny DeRiso, and joining us for the balance of the hour is Professor James McCanny, and we've been talking about possible artificial earthquakes. Not enough data to form a conclusion, but weather wars, perhaps, for what reason, hard to say. And Jim, as we go back into this topic, I mentioned Annie and I have a great deal of curiosity about 2012. What do you make of this?
Well, the original, it's kind of like everything in the kitchen sink, and there are so many aspects people have been trying to use, say, the Mayan calendar. The Mayan calendar really revolves around the orbits of Venus, not the calendar we use today. There are just so many people have tried to link the Colburn to it, which the Colburn doesn't ever say anything about future dates. There have been all kinds of associations with 2012. The solar maximum was supposed to occur in 2012, but it's now going to be out around 2015. But my take on 2012 is that the original date is just that. It's a date. I was in a group of people a couple of weeks ago, and it was just like a social gathering. People were all ages, not related to science or, you know, not people that listen to radio regularly necessarily. But somebody brought up 2012, and somebody goes, yeah, the world's supposed to end, and and you know, various other topics, and people were saying things, and everybody made a comment, you know, about something, and I said, now, everybody has made a comment about 2012. What's the one thing you all mentioned? And they couldn't think of it, and I said, the date, 2012, because when you're dealing with things like this, what do people remember? They'll remember a date, but not a single one of them could point to the reason the world would end, or other than, you know, faint references to something they heard on a program, on a TV program. So the central idea is to throw out a date and let everybody kind of, like piranhas in a tank, feed on it and build cases around it, but you know, predicting, as I said, the Mayan calendar is related to the cycles of Venus, and it does happen to have cycles that relate to the solar calendar, but that's almost coincidental as opposed to supplemental in that they're just coincidentally related. But so my opinion is that the 2012 is just the date that was thrown out there to distract people, and also to, if people were going to prepare, like even now we're in 2010, people would say, well, that's 2 years away, I don't have to do anything, and not prepare, thinking that there's a magic date out there and that's far away and we don't have to get prepared. So it was a way to prevent people from preparing rather than getting them to prepare.
Jim, you took the word right out of my mouth, and Annie will tell you we've talked about this a lot. My favorite saying about 2012 is the only thing that will happen is on New Year's Eve it will become 2013. I agree with you. It's a distraction. When your dollar's ready to implode, we see the erosion of liberties to the degree that we have, the socialization of this country. I could go on and on and on. What a great distraction to get people to focus on a non-event.
Right, exactly. And you put it out there far enough. Back in 2003, May 15th, people went for years believing that this lady that talked to aliens had some valid knowledge and that we should all listen. And I did endless radio shows and other things telling people there's no basis for this. And what it turned out to be was a rare orange full moon that would come up and first be seen in Japan, and then as the Earth turned, it would be seen in other places, you know, around the world as the world turned. And the idea being that there's planet X in the sky and people would commit suicide and jump off bridges when it was just the full moon.
War of the Worlds, Y2K, and now 2012.
Right, exactly. They're just, and what do people remember? They remember a date. And
it's almost become a verb, hasn't it?
Right.
2012, I mean, almost for impending doom and disaster. Annie, any questions for Jim on that?
Well, I was just wondering, I had read an article that was talking about, it questions whether there is a multi-thousand year cycle to the sun, and that maybe the 2012 or whatever date it would turn out to be was when the sun actually reaches the peak, the maximum of its cycle, and has to blow off energy, its magnetics, it has to readjust itself, kind of push a reset button, you know, and that might give us a lot of trouble.
Well, any given year could cause problems. But let's just take, for example, the much-touted December 21st, 2012. You know, it's the solstice, and then there was this claim that we were going to cross through the galactic plane at the same time.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as the galactic plane. And how anybody would measure that is just ridiculous.
We're going to have to pick that up on the other side, Jim. We're right up against the break, and I do agree it is silly. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back more with Professor James McKinney and my co-host Annie after a word from these great sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. Dave and Annie with you tonight, and our special guest is Professor James McCanney, and we're exploring all things scientific and controversial, at least as many things as we can get to. And Jim, I think that we've pretty well beat that dead horse in 2012. I'm right there with you. I think the calendar manufacturers can be assured they'll still be around in 2013 to print their calendars. But let's play the hypothetical game for a second. If a planet were to enter our solar system and pass between the Earth and Sun, and keeping all things equal, let's just say that planetary body was roughly the size of the Earth, what kind of things would we see happen here on the planet?
Well, it depends on how close it comes to Earth, and there are other things that can happen because, first of all, you wouldn't see a round ball moving through space like we see planets. It would be discharging the solar capacitor. It would be a big raging comet and affecting the solar capacitor and the solar surface. We would be getting high energy pulses from the sun. That type of thing may affect us more than anything else. In fact, the weather might become so bad around Earth that you wouldn't even see it. The ancients talk about getting a glimpse of these things through very violent weather in the atmosphere. And so every now and then they might get a glimpse of it up in the sky beyond the atmosphere. Depending on how close it came, I gave a show the other night, my own show, and I talked about a mild Planet X encounter, one that might just take out a lot of infrastructure. And the idea that the New York banker would be the person who would be least well off after such an encounter, and the poor kind of Serb or Serbian worker on a ranch would be the best off, because he's used to working out in the field and save their seeds, and they plant and they drink the water that comes out of the stream, and they're already living there, the kind of agrarian lifestyle. Whereas, like I say, the New York banker, with all his wealth, would be pretty much useless. He wouldn't have any resources to sustain himself. So it would just totally flip the entire social structure of Earth upside down.
The third world and the first world would almost be indistinguishable from each other, it sounds like.
Right. And then, like in Haiti, it was interesting, after the earthquake, they were talking about people trying to walk out of Port-au-Prince. Well, you know, in a day you might be able to walk two or three blocks because of the devastation, but the people in the country were doing just fine. You know, they might have a few plants fall over or something, but basically they didn't have any change at all. The damage in livelihood was done in the city, where there was a lot of physical destruction, and people depended on the infrastructure for water, for electricity, for food, for everything.
Well, let's change gears here, because there might be some people listening to us, Jim. They go, well, I don't really care about the earthquakes, the hurricanes, the weather change phenomena, 2012. That may not be their thing. They may not feel like they're affected by it unless one lands on their head. But something that does affect everybody on this planet is water. And I wanted to talk to you while we still had a chance here and get to the water and cap and trade issue.
Right. Yeah, that's a strange one. Have you talked about this before on your show, so your audience is familiar with it?
Yes. We have talked about cap and trade. We've talked about the myth and folly that's man-made CO2 caused global warming. Yes, we've been down that road.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, just in summary, cap and trade was originated for the carbon, for greenhouse emissions or whatever, which is bad science to begin with. But the cap means you put a cap on the amount of pollution that can occur or amount of emissions. And then the trade part is the weird part, and that's where the government issues basically at auction the ability to pollute. You have to pay a price to pollute. And so then these rights can be traded and sold, which will do nothing but add cost to the consumer, the things that they're already paying for. So it just puts a layer of government and expense in there, and it really doesn't do anything, because the people that have a lot of money will just pass it on to the consumer and keep polluting. And they have very bizarre ways of measuring, like by the year 2020 we'll reduce 5%. I mean, what does that mean? It's ridiculous. But now they're trying to do this with water, where they're going to reduce the amount of water that can be taken. But if you notice that in all of this, where does it leave the individual? If big corporations can buy the rights to take water out of, say, Lake Superior, the individual cannot get those rights. So the individual has no water rights. So basically, it's a control of water. And basically, based on the same principles as greenhouse or carbon emission, if they're false science principles. Basically, on Earth, we have huge, vast amount of fresh water, but it's just mismanaged.
So our listening audience, let's say, similar to like I am, I live out in the country, Jim, and my neighbors and I, we live on the state of Arizona's largest underground water aquifer. So under cap and trade, if I'm understanding this correctly, the industries, corporations can come in, they can drain the water table to where I don't have any more well water.
Right. And another great example is the agriculture business, where Monsanto or some big agri corporation can come in and plant crops, and somebody trying to grow organic non-GMO crops next to them gets sued because the real plants are polluting the genetically modified plants of the big corporation. You know, when things get that twisted, that a person can't grow real food on their own land, it's beyond, you know, and the courts agree with this, but it's just a way of controlling water where the individual has no rights.
We had on the show about 6 months ago, Annie, you remember Percy Schmeiser from Canada? And he was one of the larger farmers in his area, Jim, and Monsanto seeds from his neighbor blew onto his land, and they went around, and Monsanto, that is, went around, and they were looking for evidence of Monsanto seeds that weren't paid for, and this poor farmer spent $1 million defending himself in court for patent infringement, copyright infringement. It's crazy what Monsanto is doing. We've done a lot of shows on the GMOs, but this is basically, would you say, when you add in the GMO equation to the water cap and trade, it's basically about just controlling our life space?
Right, yeah, and who, it's like oil, where, or timber, or any resource. Who gave the government the right to issue contracts for private industry to come in and take that? You know, where did that start? It's just bizarre. There's no rationale for it, but that's what they do. So it's just assumed now that the government can issue oil rights out in the Gulf or whatever. And who gets it? People who have a lot of money that can pay for it and sit on it and maneuver the prices of resources and make you pay a lot more for those resources.
You know, I've told this story before, and much of my listening audience is familiar with it. Annie has heard about it for almost 7 years, but I live in the country 20 miles north of Phoenix, but unfortunately we chose to plop down in a quiet area that's right in the middle of a planned Canamex hub, and I'm sure you're familiar with that. And it's not just Canamex Highway, it's a hub, and being on this water aquifer makes our land very valuable, and the state of Arizona is trying to force 2,000 people, including myself, off our land without a dime in compensation. As it stands right now, if our homes burn down, we can't rebuild. No one's buying our homes because they've been so devalued because of the loss of property rights. And this is already happening in this country, Jim, and I'm living proof of it.
Yeah, it's just the individual is just absolutely losing control of their own livelihood, of the ability to... I know this is in Minnesota, a lot of places, it's illegal to have a rain barrel and to collect rain.
Colorado, too.
Uh-huh. And, you know, where does that come from? You can't collect rain that falls on your property.
Well, that happened in, where was it, Bolivia? Back before the turn of the century, Bechtel was given control by Bolivia to come in and redo their water system, and Bolivia took out a loan from the World Bank, and of course they knew they'd default. And when they did, Bechtel got all these draconian laws passed, including making it illegal to even re-irrigate water, even bad water, and to collect rainwater was also a felony. We're headed for that here, from what I read from proposed legislation coming out of the Obama administration. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah. It's just... water is, the control of water is the hallmark of this century, and it's starting early, and it's just going to go downhill from here.
What can we look for next in this war on the average person?
Well, the water one, I mean, what's the one thing we all need every day? You don't need gas. I went through a little litany one time. You don't need gas. You don't need oil. You don't need a lot of things. You don't need toilet paper, but the one thing you really need every day is water. So if you want to control the population and control the one thing that everybody needs, you control water.
And are they trying to control the price of water, Jim, or are they trying to, they being the global elite who are calling the shots, are they trying to set up a system of slow-kill depopulation? What's your opinion?
I don't know. I mean, that... It's hard to say, but there again, these are people with no values. If you look at, I always use the game of Monopoly. If you look at the game of Monopoly, everybody starts out with an equal pile of money, and you start out and you're rolling the dice, and pretty soon somebody owns Boardwalk and Park Place, and the other people are losing, and eventually there's one guy that wins. But then you redistribute the wealth, and you start the game over. But in the real world, that doesn't happen. In the real world, the wealthy begin to buy government, they begin to buy the court system, they buy the Congress, they buy whatever it takes to make them bigger. And what I heard a statistic the other day that the 400 people, the top 400 richest people in the U.S., have the equivalent value of wealth as the lowest 150 million people in the U.S., which is half the U.S. population. So there are 400 people in the U.S. who have the equivalent wealth of the lowest 150 million people, and it's getting worse, the concentration of wealth. And when these people get that wealthy and that greedy and, driving this country to third world status, there's no end in sight. And we've seen history before where it's going to go or where people's breaking point is. I saw an amazing picture the other day in Bangkok. There was a revolt insisting that there should be an election. And you saw the look on these people's faces, and they were facing police forces and being tear gassed as they were charging, with bare hands. This is the point things are getting to all over in this country, and this summer could be a pretty bad season for the United States, based on the poverty level, the unemployment, the fact that people are just losing their rights and homes and just the ability to live a normal life. And the rich people, unfortunately, just can't seem to stop. They can't stop this greed train and the big grab.
I agree with you. They can't seem to stop. It's almost like a Tiger Woods syndrome, but money and greed are the issues, not sex. But, Jim, I also am wondering, too, there's a little voice in the back of my head that says the power brokers would like us to rise up in insurrection so they can crush it and install martial law.
Right. So exactly what do you do? And then they can sit back and say, look at those troublemakers. We can't allow this to happen. And, all the little old ladies go, yes, we have to stop this local terrorism. And in the news lately, I don't know if you've talked this on the show, you probably have, the number of cases recently where they're going after local groups claiming they're terrorists.
Yeah, Annie spent a lot of news clips, I should say, talking about that. Yeah, you talking about the MIAC report, Jim?
Well, I've just seen so many of them. They're here and there, and then the way the news media portrays these people in the terminology they use, and then they say, and these people believe in the, they just list all of the, as if they're crazy people, that they would believe that there's some controlling force in the world, and, the way they paint these people, but what they want to do is take individuals and put them up on a pedestal and then throw rocks at them.
They have no problem sending our brave men and women to the Middle East to fight in places like Afghanistan, which in part is to secure the Central Asian pipeline, but then we throw rocks and stones at them and call veterans terrorists when they return. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, the whole issue is it's becoming strange, stranger every day. So where this is going to pop, I don't know. And so many people have been waiting for another false flag event. If that's the strange thing, if there were real terrorists out there doing this, they'd be doing it every day. Like, you look in the Mideast, this is daily occurrences, blowing up stuff. And we had, the Twin Towers in New York, and that was almost a decade ago. If there were real terrorists running around, where are they?
Especially with the porous borders that we have now, where virtually any kind of cell could come in undetected. I totally agree. You almost wonder if terrorism isn't a large figment of our imagination. I mean, the terrorist threat. I mean, does anyone even know what yellow and orange mean anymore?
No, and that's what they're saying. They never knew in the first place. And if you see something unusual, you're supposed to report it to the nearest agent or whatever, as if they're standing on a corner just waiting for you to walk up to them and say, that guy over there looks suspicious,
Jim, I'm old enough to remember that in my social studies classes as a young kid, I remember being told by a number of our teachers that we had freedom here in America, but in the Soviet Union, kids are trained to turn in their parents. Well, we've kind of turned into that tattletale mentality we've seen by the former Soviet Union, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we used to laugh at them, and it's a mentality that's been installed in this country, that conservative, everybody is guilty, everybody's a suspicious person, and we have to watch them closely, you know.
Well, I can't live without water, Jim. What are we going to do? Neither can you, neither can Annie.
Yeah, well, it's the one most important thing, and this is going to become worse. I know cities have been struggling with water supplies, wells, that type of thing.
No question. Jim, let me have you put a cap on that. We come back from the break, and we'll also drive people to your show and your website. Stay tuned, everybody, for the conclusion of our interview with James McCanny. This is Dave and Annie. We'll be back after these messages.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Our special guest this first hour has been Professor James McCanny, and we've used him as kind of a truth detector and a barometer, pardon the pun, on such topics as the possible weather wars, artificial earthquakes, water cap and trade, which is very, very serious. And Jim, as we went to the break, very quickly here, because I want to give you a chance to promote your website and your radio show, is there anything really that we can do other than raise awareness about this water cap and trade issue?
The places where this is being pushed through, of course, Congress, or just like the health bill, these bills are being written by industry. Congress doesn't even read them, they just pass them. So writing to your congressman, you may as well just go scream at the wall. You know, it's going to get to the point in this world where people will just will have to. I'm not going to say what they'll have to do, but it's going to happen. I mean, it's, I'm not saying what people should do. It's just going to happen. People are going to be pushed over the limit because they have no place to go.
Well, we're already seeing the cracks in some of the more fringe members of society by their reaction towards congressmen with vandalism and death threats over the passage of national health care. I think there's no question, but it's not going to be just confined to the fringe. I agree. I'm looking for peaceful change. I think we should unelect the incumbents, but who knows if calmer heads are going to prevail this summer. Jim, tell us about your website and your radio show.
The radio show occurs Thursday evening. It's WWCR. I'm now on Tower 2, but frequency 9.350, and all this information is on my website, jmccsci.com. That's seven letters, J-M as in Mary, C-C, two C's, then S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, I as in Indigo.com, and all of the radio show information. It actually airs five times now, four times on WWCR, and then on another independent network called Reality Radio Network, but and then the website has about 4 gigabytes of information, archives of all my past radio shows, and a lot of information that you'll find unique, you won't find anyplace else.
Yeah, we just barely touched the surface tonight. Jim, you've been very gracious with your time, and speaking for Annie and our audience, I want to thank you for being on the Common Sense Show, and I hope we can do it again sometime soon.
Yeah, well, let's do that, and we'll keep in touch. Thanks
okay.
Again for
okay.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Good night, Annie.
Good night.
Okay, folks, that's Professor Jim McCanney, and applying scientific logic to some of the issues we bring up on this show. Annie, I think the most scary thing that hit all of us is not the possibility of a Planet X, and certainly not 2012. Maybe not even earthquakes and hurricanes as bad as those can be, but to me it was that water cap and trade issue.
That really is scary. You know, for a long time I've been fussing about not owning the rights to the creeks that run across our property here. You know, we couldn't irrigate from them even if it wanted to without getting the permit and paying for it from the government. That's wrong.
Well, when we come back, because it's too lengthy to get into now, but Annie, the first thing I want to do, we've got about a half-hour buffer coming up, and in fact, we're going to open up the phone lines to get your reaction to what you heard at 1-800-313-9443, but we're going to have open lines and a new segment with Annie, and at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Karen Quinn Testato back on to talk about the national strike movement that's happening this week. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with hour number two with Dave and Annie after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog